beloved congregation, I ask your attention this evening again for the text that you will find in Matthew 3, verse 11, the last part, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We have heard, first of all, the special position of John the Baptist. And in this morning, we have considered that great privilege that the Lord grant unto his people. And now in this evening, we will consider the power of the ministration of that ever-blessed Spirit. He that is Christ shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. A privilege so great that there is nobody in the whole world who ever can explain it, because we are all missing by nature the Holy Spirit. In all of our heart by nature is nothing else than the spirit of the devil. We are even less than the devil. You read in the epistle of you that the devil, they believe God and they tremble. It is in the epistle of James. I have made a mistake. But in the epistle of James. And if we come, because by nature we have no knowledge of it and no impression of it, but if it please the Lord to come with his spirit in our heart, then we shall come to the realization, but also to the confession, time and again, that we are less than the devil. You think, congregation, about all the warnings and all the admonitions, and that the Lord walks behind us from that we come in this world, giving us so many blessings, even living under so many judgments. But what is the reaction of it? What is our answer by nature? Really, then we have to say many times, what must well happen in our life? Shall I ever break down? And shall I ever come as a sinner at the feet of the Lord? A spirit is in us of world mindedness. Let us eat and drink and be merry. So many people, you think about also the time of this year, that is traveling thousands and thousands. You are sometime wondering that there is no somebody home. But if it now come to the question, how many are traveling to Zion? How many? Then there are not so many. And then you see confirmed what the Lord has spoken in Luke 12. Fear not, ye little flock. And the question come time and again, can we do this? Maybe do that. It is our own conscience that have given answer in accordance to the word of God. But you can realize, congregation, that man by nature is not seeking the Lord. We are not concerned by nature whether that we be saved or that we shall be damned. No. The true concern about the honor of the Lord and the salvation of our never dying soul that starts when the Lord starts. When the Lord start in our life, people, that it become reality that we have sinned against an holy, a righteous, and a merciful God, and that we are realizing for ourselves, as Paul said in Ephesians 2, verse 12, that we are without God in the world. Then eternity that lay before us. And humanly speaking, if we were 10 years old, or 15 years old, or 20 years old, then we shall not become 70 or 80. No. Because every day that is one, then we think soon I have to die and to have to meet my Maker. And then our place, congregation, boys and girls, especially, I hope that the Lord gives something of it in your heart. Then we are looking for secluded places. Then they can find us there on our knees, pouring out our heart before the Lord. And then it is our daily cry, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And when the Lord spared us, oh, then the people that receive sometime a little courage, and then they say, Lord, is there still an opportunity to be converted? And the things of time and sense that falls away, people. The last part of my text this evening said, and with fire. God's people that is baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You read in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost that Spirit came down and that they saw cloven tongues as of fire sitting upon the heads of the apostles, cloven tongues of fire. And now our text that speaks also of fire. We hear time and again about a fire. Many times, houses, barns, factories, they burned out. The firemen with their engines, they go out. But many times, it is hopeless. And then you read in the paper, cause unknown. And what is the meaning now spiritually? Paul on the way of Damascus, he was converted when he came to the gates of the city. And if you had asked that man later on, and even till the last day that he was alive, tell me where it has happened that the Lord came to lay you in the dust before him. Then even if it was midnight, then he would say, there on the way of Damascus, I was ready to enter into the city, but there was a light that shone round about me, and there was a voice that said, Saul, Saul, why does you persecute me? Timothy, he could not tell that, no. From his early days, he was privileged to fear the Lord. He did not know that chains as the Apostle Paul. That was the reason that he was so many times filled with fear, whether that the beginning was from the Lord. That means not congregation, that there is a certain distance between death and life. No. We are dead or we are alive. But the Lord, he had so many ways to convert a sinner. Some through the law, some through the gospel. There is some people that know not the changing of Manasseh and of Saul on the way of Damascus. But you read in the Bible about a man, he said, one thing I know, that I was blind, and now I see. And that the Lord gives evidences in the life about that spiritual life that the Lord had started in the heart. Christ, he said in Matthew 7, verse 16, you shall know them on the fruits. And what is now the revealing of the work of the Lord? The same as with fire. That fire that starts once, and that fire that goes on, and that fire that brings down sometimes great buildings. That fire that burns all that those houses out. That when you are looking to those houses or barns or factories, that you say, how is it possible? But it burns out. And now by nature, I told you already, We are full with the spirit of the devil. And what is the spirit of the devil? That is nothing else than enmity against God. And that is nothing else than destroy our soul for eternity. One in a sinful way and another in a religious way. But so it is by nature with men. But when that Holy Spirit comes, because he said he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, then the desire to sin against the Lord, that burns out. That burns out. There come times in their life that I told you already that this morning that that people is talking more to the Lord than to anybody in the world. And as sometimes they are so overwhelmed inside with that corrupted heart and with all the things of the world, and that they are realizing that they in their own strength can never overcome it. They are trying to do it, because when the Lord comforts us, we are willing to do everything for the Lord. The people that were pricked in their heart in the day of Pentecost, they say to Peter and the other apostles, what must we do to be saved? This they are willing to do everything, but they have to learn that big lesson that they can do nothing, that they are helpless. And then that whole life that testify against the people. And they are troubled with all that is in their heart. Because the Lord, he censored them time and again. And then it had happened sometime that they were alone. Nobody was there present. Sometime in the field, sometime on the street, that they say, Lord, please, take me away out of this world. I rather would die than longer to sin against thee. And if there was somebody behind the boy or the girl, and he had heard that, and he would say, boy, you say something to the Lord, but do you have ground to meet the Lord? Have you something in your heart? And then he say, no. The only thing that I can see that is to sink in hell. But sin, that means more to me than hell. Sinning against the Lord who had done in my whole life nothing else than good. Because everything that come back in our life, people. And what a father and a mother, what a minister never can do and never can attain, that happens by the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the work of regeneration, I will start with that in this evening, the work of regeneration, that is a perfect work of the Lord. Perfect. And in the hour of regeneration, Then the Lord, he poured out his love and wrath. And that love that never goes away, that remains and that stays there in wrath, is that always lively, far from dead people. But it is still as a fire that is burning. The devil, he is day and night busy to quench that fire. Day and night. But the Lord in heaven, he is upholding his work in the heart of that people. And all the time, when it come inside to an end, and that we are troubled and bothered with so many things, that there are moments that we say, Lord, I can no more live longer. Speak to me, answer me. Then the Lord, he comes. And he speaks to that people. And that is most of the time, congregation, unexpectedly and sudden. That was the same as when the Holy Spirit was poured out. It was sudden that wind came out of heaven. Unexpectedly. And sometime, let I give you some examples out of daily life. Sometime they go to the church and there is a voice inside that said, stay home. Why you are what you are doing in that church? You were sitting there for so many weeks already and you are leaving the church as you come in. It is not for you. Shall never receive an answer. The true work of the Lord is not in your heart. And then it has happened, congregation, that sometime the first psalter that they were singing, the first line, that it broke him down. And then that chapter that was read out of the Holy Word, that prayer that was sent up, that sermon, that they say that is for me. I had not expected that at all. And then they leave that church, as you read in Acts 8 about that eunuch, rejoicing. Sometime in their homes, they are even afraid to read the Bible. To read the Bible. Why? Oh, congregation, it is not so that all the promises are for me. No. The threatenings are for me. And I expect nothing else than that the Lord shall cut me up. And then they read in that chapter, fear not, thou worm of Jacob, and thou people of Israel. And there it touched them. And later on in our life, people, there come times, I hope you can follow it. There come times in our life that we are as a little child. As a little child. Glad with one word that the Lord will speak to us with one word. I go no further down with you this evening. I go further down with you. There can be moments in our life that if our eyes start to be wet, and that there is one tear rolling over our cheeks, one tear, that becomes such a wonder that we say, Lord, I am not left over still to myself. You have still compassion with me, because they live in more and more how unworthy that they are in himself, and that they have no right and only to hell. The only thing why. Oh, people, I tell you this evening, we can do nothing else than to sin away all the blessings and all the mercies of the Lord, really. That's the truth. And if now the Lord come back to such an unworthy and an unworthy creature, what a wonder that makes out for that people. Still, David, he said, I am poor and needy, but the Lord thinks upon. And then they are realizing what a great measure of grace that was granted unto the thief on the cross when he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And there was a woman in the Bible in Luke 7, overwhelmed by the devil. For soul and body, entirely in the power of the devil. And as he came in that house where Christ was by Simeon the Pharisee, and as she laid herself down at his feet behind him, did she ask him one word? No. And what a grace that now is, people. Oh, to all eternity we cannot bring ourselves to that place. But the Lord, he draws them with cords of love. And then they lay there. They have even no freedom. No liberty to ask that the Lord would comfort them. But then the Lord, he said, he speak to that woman. And he said, thy sins are forgiven. Go in peace. And congregation, that are all things, really. We have to learn that here for our own heart and soul. And to be brought in that deep valley of humiliation. That we have no right only to go to hell. But still, as an heart panteth after the water brook, so my soul cries after thee, the living God. Signs of life, people, that we cannot live and that we cannot go forth and that we cannot die without him. But that need in our heart. If now on one side, congregation, if they lay the whole world here and hear the Lord, what would their people desire then? only the Lord. Because one word of him, I think there is people amongst me that would say, oh, if in this Sabbath day the Lord would say one word to me, I think I was so happy, so happy. That this evening when the church goes out, humanly speaking now, I could well jump over that church here. So glad. An eternal wonder of free and sovereign grace when the Lord will look upon us. And my dear friends, if it never become in our life a miracle, then the Lord had never done a miracle to us. Keep it in your mind. It can well be the last time in our life that we see one another, and that I am privileged to preach to you. But remember that all the servants, that they come back in the day of days, and that the Lord shall ask you what you have done with it. He shall ask it. But when that Holy Spirit now come, when that fire, as a fire in our heart, oh, that means not that we have no more trouble with the world. Oh yes, but David, he said, how cleaves my soul to the dust. Quicken me. Quicken me. They become for their people unbearable. And when is their people satisfied? When the Lord receive all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. The people that is satisfied when Christ be extolled as mediator and savior and these men for their own heart and life. And it is a blessing, congregation, that the Lord takes care that that fire, that that stays there, that it never goes out. Sometime then there is nothing more than smoke, that you see no fire, but still smoke, smoke. And that smoke that goes never down, but that goes always up. You see that with David in Psalm 38, and then he said, Lord, all my desire that is before me, and my groanings are not hid from thee. And they know in their life no other way than only the Lord. That fire that shall never be quenched, the Lord, he take care for that. And therefore, every time, even that it is after some years congregation, but that the Lord come back to that people, that becomes such a wonder. And that humbles them in the dust. And that gave them hope. And that enliven that and that revived them. And that gave them strength to go further and to go on. And for those these moments to believe that he who had begun the good work, that he shall confirm it till the day of Jesus Christ. And if there is a fire in the realm of nature, sometime far away, but then you see the light on the sky, on the dark sky, there is that fire. And sometime when you come close to that fire, then it is so light that you carry even the papers in the light of that fire. So it is now for God's people too. The Lord, he enlighted people in three things. In the knowledge of God. In the knowledge of self. And in the knowledge of Christ. You read in John 14 that the Lord Jesus, he said to his disciples, let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And now everything that the people receive that comes from him, from the Lord, everything. And at the bottom of their heart, with all that regenerated people, at the bottom of their heart, then they believe for 100% that it is only the Lord that can help them. That it is only the Lord that can deliver them. That it is only the Lord that can restore them. But when they come to the attributes of the Lord that he revealed himself in their heart by the enlightenment of the Spirit, that has always that immediately fruit, a result to make use of that for their own heart. When you pray at a table as a father in your family or a minister on the pulpit, elders by reading sermons, then it is always a question, do we know what we say? Right? For instance, if you call the Lord Almighty, if you call the Lord unchangeable, all sufficient, where did the Lord reveal that to our soul? And if it is only head knowledge, then it is the same as the moon. The moon is shining in the night and the sun on the daytime. But when the sun is shining, then that gives warmth. But the moon, with all the light that we have from the moon, there is never warmth involved. No. Sometimes cold nights, very cold nights, and that moon that is shining on the sky, but no warmth at all. And now it is a question for each and every one that we express in our life, that we have do it, that we do it because it was revealed unto us and it was given unto us, because the revelation of the Lord in our heart, that is with that persuasion that we never shall forget it. We have not always the immediate fruit out of it, but still there is something left in our heart. And if it is mentioned in a sermon, or mentioned in the company of God's people, then they would say, quiet, I will tell you something also about it. I have also learned the Lord as an almighty and as an unchangeable and all-sufficient Lord that we can talk about. and of the knowledge of Salah, because the Lord he enlightened that people. And that is for that cause that we shall not go up in the air, but that we shall become a sinner before the Lord. And not only become a sinner, people, but remain a sinner. And that is against me. That is against you too. Because our whole purpose, that is to become something and to have something and to help ourselves without the Lord. That is by nature. But now the Lord, he bring that people down. And as I told you already in this morning, the Lord, he said by the prophet Ezekiel, I shall make that they abhor himself. Abhor himself. The knowledge of self, by the enlightening of that spirit, by that fire that is given in the heart of that people, that brings that people down. And you can hear it in the prayers. You can hear it in the prayers when they open their mouths. You can hear whether they are rich or that they are poor. Really? Can I be different? No. But now also the enlightening of the Spirit in regard to Christ, to him as the Son of God, but also as the mediator and savior of the church. And as that surety who take care for all the guilt and sin. Also that great possessor of God's elect. And as the intercessor, because with his blood he restored and he reconciled. And that is a wonderful work. But do we need more in our life? Yes. Yes. Is then the work of the Lord not sufficient? Indeed, people. But I need more than reconciliation and restoration. I need also for my soul the interceding of the Lord Jesus Christ, who always lives to pray for his people. He keeps it good. He makes it good, but he keeps it good. And that is for that cause and for that reason, people, that we stay a dependent people of the Lord. And that we never and never can do anything in our own strength. Paul Christ, he said in John 15, without me you can do nothing. But Paul, he said in Philippians 4, verse 14, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that is the secret in the life of God's people. That light that is enlightening God's children. But another thing, the closer that you come by a fire, the more warm that it is. The fire that can burn so hard that you have to go to the in the back, that you have to go away, because otherwise you would burn up itself. But now that fire of the Holy Spirit, oh people, before our conversion, we have nothing to do with the hour of the Lord. Nothing. But when the Lord converts us, Oh, then here in our heart, there is a fire that is burning to the honor of thy great name and majesty. You see that with the boys in the furnace in the book of Daniel. And it was warmer, let I say it in another manner. There was more strife before that they were in the furnace than that they came in the furnace. And then the Lord, he warmed them so up him and in the inside that they say to the enemies, our God is mighty to deliver us. And when the king came, he saw four men walking there. He said, four men? I cast three people in that furnace, and now four men is walking there. The Lord was with him, the Son of God was with him. And Daniel in the den of the lion, more than 90 years old, I think, 94 about. And he was playing with the lions. So warm. Oh, yeah, people. If the Holy Spirit is in our hearts, oh, then our heart that is burning of full of love to the honor of the good name of God's name and majesty. Sometimes it can be that we are so dead for our own imagination and so cold, colder than it can be in the winter. But that on one side that we hear somebody swearing the Lord, that we come and that we take it up for the name of the Lord. And that we say, boy, I will lay myself on the ground and you can step up on me. But that's not the Lord. That's not the Lord. That is the power of that fire that is given in the hearts of God's children. They are warm for the honor of God's name. And sometime when it is happens that one of God's people has received freedom and liberty to talk about the ways of the Lord, to glorify God in Christ. Oh, that they are warmed up together, and that they say, come, let us sing together to the honor and to the glory of the Lord. Warmed up. And then not for himself, no, but then we are warm up for the Lord himself. As we sing now in 3:12, I love the Lord who heard my cry and granted my request. In him who hears and answers prayer, my trust through life shall rest. Number 3:12, the first and the second stanza. You read in that text, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And there is in that fire more involved than what I have told you already. That fire that is burning also to purify and to refine. You have heard the reading of that chapter, Malachi 3, this evening. And there in that chapter, there you read through what ways that the Lord purified his people. Because we must be delivered of self. There is so much false light in our heart. So much strange fire, but we do not see it. We do not see it. Sometime, well, especially in the first times, then we would have converted everybody. We will talk to everybody. And then finally, our whole revelation that is a Pharisee. There is well something under that. But, oh people, if the Lord enlightened us with that, by that fire, then we see what it is behind us. And that we are looking more for the honor of self than for the honor of God's name. And that is in preaching in the church and that is in reading sermons. Oh, it is so necessary that the Lord keeps us down. There was once a man that said to Bunyan, when he came from the pulpit, he said, what a sermon. But Bunyan, he did understand it. He understood it. He said, boy, you are the second one that tells me it. The devil told me already too. There's that man that was blessed. And it is well hard for us, but the poorer that we are, the poorer that we are. And the harder that task is. And the heavier that our strife is. Even in praying in the church and in preaching and in reading. The better that it is for us. We need nothing to go up in the air. But well, we need something to come down. We are quicker a minister than minister of. And it is with you as elders the same thing. And if it is right, people, then we shall have times in our life. Maybe hard to understand for some people. But that it is so necessary. So necessary. That we don't know what to say. That we realize how dependent that we stay and remain towards the Lord. And in the darkest times of our life, we learn the most lessons in the darkest times. That fire that purified, because he said here, he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify, not everybody, no, the sons of Levi. And purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. There's not an offering for ourselves, but an offering in righteousness. And we have to learn so much lesson. I say this afternoon in my sermon about Jacob. When the Lord came on Peniel to cut him off, that he became a lost sinner, then still, even in the last moments, then that Jacob that was still nog looking forward to keep nog something. But he had, he divided in two bands. And he said, when Esau shall come, and he shall slay the one band, then the other maybe they cannot go out and free. But we have to learn to lose everything. We have to learn people to become a lost sinner. And that the Lord can do with us what he desires. That the attributes of the Lord and that the honor of the Lord is standing above my salvation. We pray so many times, people, if I shall call a prayer, that it is from the beginning to the end ourselves. And we are more bothered, it is hard to hear that and to say it, but that we are more bothered with our own honor than with the honor of the Lord. Shall be such a wonder, people, if it is happens once in our life, that the honor of the Lord is stand above everything. That, and that is the reason that God's people, that they for himself go through this world as a wretched sinner. And not to have delight in himself, but to abhor himself more and more in the heart than in the soul. There is no something else, people. When there is a fire, then the flames that goes up. And if we are now baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire, then we are considering the things which are here above and not the things of the world. And then our desire and our longing that goes out to the Lord, and that we are tired of self, that is what God's people becomes in their life, tired of himself, and that they have to cut off himself and to deny himself and wanting more. As Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, I hate my life, I hate my labor, and Christ in John 12, verse 25, those that hate their life in this world, that shall keep it. Our own, hated our own life. And then to know that as long as we are here in the church militant, that it shall never become better, but that it shall become worse with us. Worse. Why? Oh, my dear people, I have to die with nothing. I have to die as a sinner. I have to die as an unconverted man. That is the way to heaven. That is the royal way to heaven. And the Lord, he knows what is necessary. necessary for me and for you. He knows. And then that our only strength remains in the Lord. And that we are broken off. And that we in our life more and more that there is nothing left of men, but our only hope that is our Christ's blood and righteousness. There was once a man, when he died, he said to a minister, he said, there is nothing left in my life, nothing. Only this, that when Christ died on Calvary's cross, then there came a soldier, and with his spear he cut in the side of Christ, and immediately flows out blood and water upon the ground. And he said, that is my hope for eternity. That blood to be reconciled and be sanctified, and that water to be cleansed from all our sins. Christ Jesus and him crucified. And then we are prepared, people, to give and triune God all the honor and all the glory. To acknowledge in the first place the Father who had chosen us. I have not chosen him. No. I was not concerned about him. To acknowledge the Son that he had shed his precious blood. That he had bought me and delivered me. And in the third place to honor the Holy Spirit who works in my heart a godly sorrow after sin to drive us out to his throne. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, and to desire that our eyes never shall be dry, but wet as long as we are living. And then, congregation, and then, when the Lord stripped us out in everything, and there is nothing left as a wretched sinner, nothing left, that I have even no more tears in my eyes, in a land dry and without water, but that inside that it cried to the Lord, undertake for me, undertake for me. That is the way of God's people and the way of God's church. Nothing left, people. Losing everything, conversion, regeneration, justification. All my frames, all my experience, but leaning upon Christ and his precious work. We shall stop for this evening. I hope that it was in the favor of the Lord that we have served you in this Sabbath day. And if there was anybody that had received of some word and of some applying of the Spirit in their heart, acknowledge the Lord and him only. Give him the honor, the praise and the glory. The time is short, congregation. It is at the evening time of our life. Our life that lays almost behind me. And if the Lord would take us away, it would not be untimely. No. The Lord had privileged us. Soon with December, then it shall be 50 years that we were standing for the first time on the pulpit. I cannot believe it. No. And then after so many years, Apple, and that the Lord became not tired of me. Not tired. But that we still have the privilege not to preach and to serve. Sometime it is a wonder. Was it always a wonder? But sometime a wonder that the Lord not give the privilege to do that. But boys and girls, young and old, seek the Lord while he is to be found and call upon him while he is near. And even that he would see one another no more here in this world, we shall see one another in eternity. But how shall we see one another? And where shall we see one another? Shall it be at the left hand? Or shall it be at the right hand? And if we look into ourselves, then we say, oh Lord, at the left hand. At the left hand. But an eternal, eternal wonder shall it be on the left hand. And then the greatest privilege, people, the greatest privilege, to deliver of self that burden, that bulk, that ballast. And that we have to say, Lord, you have never as grieved of me all the time that I was living. Then with this and then with that. But the Lord has loved his people with a love eternal. And those in my midst that are hanging between heaven and earth, those that say, I don't know. I don't know where I belong. Oh, that the Lord give us that fire of the Spirit, I shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Oh, my dear people, there is only one that can bring it to solution. And that is the Lord. Not men. But the Lord can bring it to a solution. Oh, that his eyes upon us, and that our eyes upon him, from whence is come our help. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Lord, shall that be my privilege? Will you do that to me? Will you do it to me? Oh, then I shall honor thee forever and forever. As David said in Psalm 138, then I shall praise thee with my whole heart in the midst of the congregation. 'Tis now so defiled. Oh, there is so much in my heart, that there is dwelling and living. But Lord, a little compassion and a little patience. But soon, then we shall give unto thee all the honor and all the praise and the glory. The Lord bless and sanctify the words to our heart for his great name's sake. Amen. Lord bless thy word and testimony preached in this Sabbath day in the midst of this congregation. That it be a blessing for young and old, great and small, and those that were looking forward to receive something, but those that have received nothing. Oh, that in this coming night that the Lord would come. Or in the week that lay before us, that he will bring it to a solution. We commend at thy throne all that coming and young generation. Prevent them from sinning against thee. That they honor their father and their mother, their ministers, their elders and deacons, and that they live in the fear of thy holy name. Bring their minister safely home with his family to this place, and bless the labors to the honor of thy great and holy name. Be with us also in the day of tomorrow. Bring us safely to our own congregation, and enable us for all the work that calls us in this coming week again, that our life be in the fear of thy holy name, and that thy name never shall be blasphemed on account of our life. Look upon us in mercy and in compassion. Bless the families, the parents with the children, and look upon us in mercy for thy great name's sake, forgiving all the shortcomings. Amen. We sing now 336, the first stanza. The first evening, Reverend Elshout will preach in Clifton, 7:45. And a marriage will be united here Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, of Miss Dorothy Ruth van Dalen and Mr. Richard Allen van der Wiel. Reverend Elshout to preach here Sunday 2 times, and the collection will be Sunday for the building fund of the church. I have followed truth and justice. Leave me not in deep distress. 336, the first stanza. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up thy countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.